Imagine being on a foot patrol half a world away in a land where no one understands your language and everyone is by necessity a suspicious character capable of killing you. Are they friendly Shia or hostile? Insurgent Sunni or friendly Kurd? Worst of all, are they fanatical Al-Qaeda with a chest full of explosives, bolts and nails strapped on, trying to get close enough to hit the button? Imagine being sent on such a mission, having been told you were there to rid the world of a powerful and evil dictator holding terrible weapons that he wants to use against your country, and then finding out it was all just a foolish mistake, a terrible joke, a complete sham. Or perhaps it was an underhanded series of lies and exaggerations told by your commander-in-chief because of his personal vendetta against a weak tin-pot dictator who had tried to assassinate his daddy. Imagine watching your buddies blown to pieces, their body parts strewn here and there in bloody rags like toy dolls mauled by a Rottweiler, or hearing them screaming in agony at the searing hot shards that just riddled their body. While on the radio, your leaders tell you how great things are and the progress being made. And the fighting drags on day after dreary day with no end in sight, and the surrounding unfriendliness just grows. The dirt, sand, and grit gets everywhere and rubs red raw spots under your shoulder straps, inside your crotch, and under your armpits, and the 50 pounds of armor and equipment you wear makes you feel like a lumbering Frankenstein inside a sauna cabinet instead of the nimble ninja warrior you want to be. Imagine seeing your best friend in the world die horribly while crying for his girlfriend or mother, or be terribly maimed for the rest of his life so you can take a village or town, all the while knowing that when you eventually leave, it will once again harbor the bad guys, the ones who feel justified in slitting your throat while praising God in the middle of the night just because you are foreign in their land. Imagine. Imagine running on adrenaline until it is all used up, and then keeping on anyway, bone tired and weary, without enough sleep or a shower, to be awakened in the middle of the night for yet another patrol. Or worse, think of being so exhausted you can't sleep because of the closed loop tape that keeps playing in your head, gruesome pictures of spurting blood, oozing gore, blackened guts, and the blank-eyed stares of the dead, while you hear the sounds of the screaming voices and sirens, the thunka-thunka-thunka of helicopter blades overhead, the moans and pleadings for help, the wailing kids caught up in the middle of it all, the high-pitched sounds of incoming mortar rounds, and the whoosh of an RPG followed by explosions and shockwaves. They get all mixed up with the wheezing bee sounds of bullets seeking their target, with the rat-tat-tat and the flat thud of rounds driven and squashed in the mud-brick walls. It gets all jumbled up in the churning washtub of your mind in the middle of the night afterwards. Where's the ooh-rah now? Imagine seeing all your sacrifice completely unappreciated in the dark faces you meet every day, the stern, hard glances hitting you between the eyes like an arrow, and kids who once waved and smiled now throw rocks that bounce off your Humvee or deuce and a half. Hatred and burning resentment towards you become routine, and you try and ignore it as you drive by and sense the inner rage at just your presence. Another night patrol at 3 in the morning, to break into people's houses and mostly vain searches for the bad guys only multiplies the haters. And you know it, and you can't help but feel, maybe I'm gonna die for this shit. Most terrible of all, imagine, with 7 months left on your tour, 213 days and nights, to mark off your short timer's calendar, you wake up on a steaming hot quarter moon night, bathe the cold sweat to the realization that you've been sent on a fool's mission to this godforsaken hellhole because of the ego-driven stupidity, arrogance, and obsession of the idiots in charge. That was written by John R. Beaumont.